Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Greetings, you're listening to Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is Kristen Fontana, and I'm here with Rose Marcus, my co-host, for our monthly transit show. And here we are, the end of September, in between eclipses, betwixt and between, I always love that word, eclipses, where the energy is so sensitive right now, and we're going to be talking about this window as we close September and enter October. We'll discuss the upcoming new moon eclipse or solar eclipse in Libra and the rest of what's going on in October. But before we do, Rose and I are participating in a wonderful conference that's occurring October 3rd through the 6th. It's an online virtual conference, an evolutionary astrology conference. Every single speaker on our panel or in our group is an evolutionary astrologer really doing unique work. And every single lecture, actually, I should say most of them, many of them, I have never heard at a conference before. I've never heard spoken in this regard. We've got someone talking about just illness and how to uncover, looking at the chart from a health perspective, why we end up being sick, what is the sole reason. We've got Rose, you're talking about the progress chart, and wow, that is something that we all have a lot of questions about often, because the progress chart represents those planets natally progressing through time, right? We're not static beings. We want to know what's happening right now. And so really looking forward to your talk, Rose, but also many other subjects, whether it's on Neptune and soul sacrifice or spiritual sacrifice. We've got transits lectures going on with Uranus and Simon Forster speaking and Lauren Albandian on the Pluto transits. And Jason Hawley is discussing sexual healing, looking at the Mars and Venus aspects in our chart. And I, speaking of Mars, am going to talk about evolving your soul's desire. So I want to start there for a second, because we all have desires that we are working through and working out. We are all feeling drawn to move in a direction, to be in partnership with this person or that. We have passions that we want to fulfill. We are all the same in this regard, but it's really about uncovering, what did you come into this life with? What were you working through from the past? What are you desiring now? What lights your fire today? What will light your fire in 10 years? You know, you can really see where your soul is going in that trajectory, the intention of your soul, where you are going in that way. And during eclipse season, boy, we do get in close personal touch with a lot of these things if we're off track. So anyway, I mean, we can send you to the website. Let's do that. It's jwgaea.org to read about the various lectures. We have a couple of new speakers. We're super excited. Rose 10, R-O-S-E-1-O, or Kristen 10 for 10% off. Please use that discount code if you're interested. And also know that if you want to just purchase an individual lecture that you're drawn to, or two or three, you can do that also. So check it out. And lastly, there will be a free one-hour panel to the public where you can meet all the speakers to see if it feels right for you on Thursday, October 3rd, and there'll be more information coming out about that. So hopefully we'll see all your beautiful faces there.
Yeah, it's going to be such a fantastic conference. So the opening is on the 3rd, and it is through until the 6th, so please join us. And if you are listening to this radio show after the fact, the lectures will be available for purchase after as well, too.
And lastly, I just want to say it is an extremely affordable conference. It's literally, with the discount code, approximately $200, and there's 14 or 15 two-hour lectures for some of the best astrologers, evolutionary astrologers, really in the world at this point. So it is a steal. And I would say invest in your soul's evolution and join us in community. Come together at this very, wow, intense time to be on the planet. We would love your energy to be there with us. So, all right. Anything you wanted to add before we get going?
Oh, no, I think we should get into it. It has been just an intense go this past few weeks, past few months. I don't know, maybe the whole year.
Yeah, I mean, I, of course, you know, haven't been in my regular schedule, so I had to also step away. And it is, it feels, the terrain is requiring so much from all of us, at least the people I'm in touch with. Maybe it's just my vibration attracting people that are kind of experiencing the same kind of soul stuff that I am. But it's interesting because an eclipse energy is a lunar energy. So anyone who has prominent Cancer energy in their chart, whether it's sun, moon, personal planets, Cancer rising, we tend to feel not only new moon, full moon, but these eclipses with more, I don't know, just pressure. Emotional pressure is the word that comes to me, Rose. Transiting Mars is in Cancer right now. Mars is the planet of action and impetus and instinct. And to have it in this water sign, I mean, honestly, Mars does not even know what to do in Cancer is what I feel like. It really doesn't. Like, I, when I was writing my weekly, my not co, bi-monthly, I should say, newsletter and just offering some insights for each of the signs, it's just very uncomfortable in Cancer, Mars. And so it puts us in a vulnerable place at times. It can generate or initiate, trigger insecurities. And this is really speaking to us directly in an emotional way. We can't run when the emotions are right there with us. We have to pay attention to them. It's important to understand, what is this teaching me right now? What am I, why am I at this juncture? What can I do to move these waters, right? How can I strengthen my center, my soul? Like, what is it? Because we evolve through the emotional body. So we're all in the middle of this eclipse window. There's bookends of energy from the 17th of September until October 2nd. And then there's shadow energy on either side. So honestly, since the end of August, mid to the end of August, we've been in this eclipse window already. And many of us have experienced things that, well before the eclipse happened. And we are working on things now and for the next 6 months relative to whatever's coming up in your individual life and on your journey. So, how can you speak to this
later? Yeah, and a Mars transit through a sign is a 6-week transit, right? You know, so this Mars in Cancer goes all the way to November 2nd. And I wrote a lot about it in my last month's column as well, too. And, you know, Mars is not well placed in the sign of Cancer because it is, Cancer is a vulnerable archetype, and it's all about safety and security and so forth. And, you know, when Mars is in the sign of Cancer, we can have a war with our own emotions, right? You know, all that wrestling that you do inside of yourself, you know, where you, it's going to dial up where you are most vulnerable, dial up where you're feeling most insecure. But the intention with that is exactly that, to pinpoint it so that you can work with that uncomfortable energy and get it to a next level. And certainly I've said this many times about eclipses. You know, eclipses will be eventful when they happen, but they operate over a time frame. It's like, I always say, like plucking the string of a musical instrument, it reverberates, and an eclipse will build ahead of time and will extend afterwards as well, too. So, and eclipses work together. We have a full moon and a new moon and so on. So we're right in this dynamic, right now between the two eclipses. And, the eclipses that we had, the one on November 17th, sorry, I meant to say September, September 17th, I think it was 17, and the October 2nd, both are relative to, now, it is the sun and moon in relationship to the transiting nodes, what I usually refer to as the karmic axis. And the eclipses in the spring were set up with the north node. The eclipses is September 17th, October 2nd, are aligned with the south node. So, and this will happen every six months. Let me also say that the transiting nodal axis is an 18-month cycle. And the eclipse on October 2nd, which is at 10 degrees Libra with Mercury at 11 degrees Libra and the nodes are 6. So if you have anything in the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn in around those degrees, then you're going to be taking the eclipse will have more dynamic influence on your chart. For an eclipse to be of influence, it has to make a direct contact to your natal chart. Otherwise, you're going to notice it more in terms of the world around you, you know, what's happening to other people, what's happening in the world, and so on. Depends on how relative that is for your chart. But this eclipse on the 2nd of October is the last of the 18-month series along the Aries-Libra axis. Now, 6 months from now, at the end of March, we will have another solar eclipse. And it will be in Aries, but the nodal axis will have shifted to Virgo Pisces at that time. So we're finishing up. And I was just, I haven't posted my column yet, but, you know, if you think about it, you may, in review, recognize that for about 18 months, you may have been working your way through a relationship dynamic, and that will be something more featured, you know, more significant. And if you really stop to think about it, it may have some kind of karmic implication for you. It's dialing up something that is very important for your soul to look at and to work your way through. And not only that, the nodal axis being in that 18 months, you know, we have the south node in Libra and the north node in Aries, which, of course, we look to the rulers, Venus and Mars as a relationship duo. So we've got all of that in an intensified dial-up over this 18-month period. But the transiting nodes before that were in Taurus and Scorpio, which also dialed up, you know, kind of a karmic replay or an uncovering, a peeling back the layer on something that's very potent, very important, very primary for your soul to be re-examining, to be revisiting in order to work your way through the knots of whatever that is. And so this has been actually 36 months. If you think back to whatever it is that has occupied you all this time, whether it is, you know, a relationship entanglement. And I'm thinking of a client right now who, you know, ended a relationship some time ago, but the emotional entanglement is still there, right? These kinds of things. And relationship, you know, the Libra archetype relationships are not only primary one-on-one, but they're social. They're, you know, they're in social context. So it is your relationship to your world around you, right? And so that relationship to the world around you can, you know, also too, from what I've seen for a lot of people, is your relationship to money, right? Your relationship to survival, right? You know, all of the things, you know, I mean, there's so much evidence of how the transits are operating right now, how they are influencing the narratives of the storyboards for each of us individually and socially, politically, collectively, you know, the whole nine yards, right? You know, I mean, you can't miss that.
One thing I wanted to add in that I'm, you know, classic Kristen, I always say, how do we get through this? Like, you know, when I think of an eclipse window and approaching another tender point, a new moon eclipse can be a new beginning. It can be a great, amazing thing, but it can also be a surprise and things of that nature if we're off track at all. But imagine going through the rapids, going down the rapids on the river, right? And so you're going down the rapids on this river, And let's just say you don't have a life jacket, you don't have a kayak, you don't have an oar, you don't have anything. You're just being sent down these rapids and it's brutal. You're like, am I going to survive this thing? You know, it's like a spin cycle in a washing machine, you know, just tumbling, tumbling, tumbling. But what's happening right now, and I want to give you all some energetic resources to pay attention to. I'm not giving them to you. I'm making you aware that they're available, is that Mars and Venus are relationship planets. Mars is in Cancer, and Venus is now in Scorpio, but Venus is moving into a trine to Mars, and together they will form a grand trine with Saturn in Pisces, which is retrograde. I think about the client you were talking about and how she's learning how to work with the water within her to get build more strength and perspective. And things don't end when things are working well or we are getting our needs met. If we're getting our needs met, they're typically not going to end. So as we're in this, you know, within these rapids now, what you really do have is a life jacket. You've got a kayak and you've got the oar. So you can keep yourself balanced as you're just, you're racing down down these rapids, maybe even a waterfall. Who knows? But, you've got the life jacket. That's Saturn forming a grand trine to your Venus and your Mars. You will survive this and you are going to be stronger for it. And I just posted this quote for Aries and it was about, the weird thing about being brave or, you know, having courage is that it's always coupled with fear. Or you know you're doing it right if you've got fear. I mean, that's really was the nature of the quote. It's that, you know, Aries, as Mars is the ruler for Aries, is a cardinal sign, just as Cancer is. And every cardinal sign, whether it's Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, it represents the initiation of something. Now, if we're initiating something new, we're going to have some insecurity, right? We're going to have some fear. We don't just move into something new when it's even taking a risk. Without that, we need the energy of fear. We need to be outside the comfort zone in order to grow. So understand that if you are going after something, if you are trying something new, if you are moving into some really tender territory emotionally, maybe having to have talks with somebody that you've been avoiding, but that you're afraid to bring something up, the fear is actually natural. And it's part of what will allow for you to make a fear coupled with the courage, I would say, because you want something to change, because you need it to change, and you're driven to make it happen. You don't want to keep repeating the same old story. So just know that and imagine yourself with the life jacket. You've got the kayak. You've got the oar. And that is literally we're moving into this very solid alignment that will be occurring on the eclipse. And it's really within range right now of supporting you.
I love that. The kayak, the oar, and life jacket. I love that. That's great. This super full moon too, Venus and Mars, as you said earlier, are forming a lovely grand trine. And, you know, Venus is the ruler of the south node, and it's moving through the sign of Scorpio. And I'm so glad you brought that up, fear and courage, right? You know, they're partners, really, aren't they? But, you know, Venus in Scorpio, Scorpio is tapping into the soul and the soul's desires. And, you know, you and I, Kristen, both have Aries, you know, a good Aries content here. And I know that whenever I get to this particular point, the compelling urges of my soul overtake whatever fear I might have, right? You know, so you know, the Venus in Scorpio is very dynamic. It's very powerful. It's very potent. And it's very attractive. It's magnetic. It's magnetizing. It's energizing a frequency that is pulling you to wherever it is. You might not even know. I mean, in the fear base, you know, that's the consciousness of the now, of your ego wrestling that you have, of all of that fear base. But when you give it up, sometimes I always say, higher self, you know, help me here, take over. And boom, you're immediately onto the next platform.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, so we've got to move to a break, and we'll be right back to share more about the eclipse and everything happening moving forward.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
Okay, okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, oh, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave them helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, we are back. So we could talk about this eclipse the whole hour of the show. We won't, but we're going to say a little bit more here. I was talking about Mars and Cancer trining Saturn retrograde in Pisces as part of the Grand Trine. Venus will join those two for the Grand Trine next week. It's still early in the degrees, but she's approaching. The most important thing right now is to pay attention to what it is that you're driving, what you want, what you desire. What is it that you want to secure in your life? Saturn is about securing, and Mars in this context, it's about securing something you want. The first thing that has to happen for all of us is if there's healing that has to happen, like an old relationship or just work that you're needing to do on yourself linked with your own past. You know that we can't really fully move forward into our future until we really wrap up the emotional pieces that are like remnants just hanging there, like threads that need to be tended to. And so that's what you're able to really come into those waters and work with them in a real way that allows you to really put something to rest, finish it, complete it, culminate it, accept it, frankly. And I also mentioned, too, in my most recent writing, we can't start a new chapter if we keep rereading the last one, right? The last one over and over, like your client, we'll go back to her. The relationship's over, but the emotion within it is not over. Sometimes, as souls, we never get over certain heartbreaks, and maybe it's because they trigger lifetimes of a certain theme that, you know, our soul's still working through. Why did that happen? Why did I have to call that in? And really just being determined with this new chapter to change the nature of what you're attracting or the road you now want to travel down. But we do have to finish the business of the past, especially now with Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at the last degree until November 19th. So it's okay if everything isn't resolved at the eclipse or a week after. We still have till November 19th to deal with Pluto and Saturn, Pluto and Capricorn, you know, leftovers and things like that. Not to mention, as you said, Rose, that Mars is in Cancer with an extended stay, and then Mars will be retrograde in December. So honestly, the energy right now from early October until early May of next year is really the Mars window we're working with. And so if you have plans that will extend into the future, whether you're looking to relocate or, I don't know, preparing for a wedding or going through a divorce or whatever it might be, things don't happen overnight. It just comes down to, am I getting what I need in my life right now? Where is it? Where are things out of balance? You know, what can I change to contribute to more equilibrium and harmony, or to where I really know that I'm on track? So that's what this is about. It's not for quick fixes. It's really about staying in the center of an emotion, working with it, moving with it, adapting as you can, and making new choices in the face of adversity, new choices that reflect the direction that you now want to go in.
I think I've said this a lot to clients as of recently as well, too, you know, is that we're all looking forward, trying to figure out next. And when a lot of attention goes to ahead, projecting ahead, you kind of miss being present in the moment, you know? And here we are, you know, right now, we're just pre-recording this. It will air on the last Friday of September here. On the 30th of September, and Mercury has just moved in the sign of Libra, just moved out of Virgo and into Libra. So Mercury in Libra is now, you know, shifting the perception and the dialogue that you're having with yourself. You know, Libra is the archetype where we look to find, to observe with higher wisdom, let me put it that way, you know. It is time to have a little bit more objectivity in terms of the what you're looking at and the kind of conversations that you're having with yourself. But I wanted to point out that before the solar eclipse on the 2nd of October, on the 30th, Sun and Mercury form a conjunction. And the conjunction that they will form, because Mercury is traveling direct, it's called a superior conjunction, which means that Mercury's on the far side of Earth, Sun, and Mercury. And that's like a full phase for the two, loosely speaking. It's an illumination time. The Sun, Mercury's being, you know, the whole thinking process is being illuminated by the Sun, your whole creative process in terms of how you're trying to understand, you know, how to create that equilibrium, how to create that balance, how to navigate your way through a relationship dynamic, or how to interface with the world around you in a more balanced way. That is on the 30th. So as we approach the solar eclipse, you know, you may already be in a new, you know, have a new pair of glasses to work with. the eclipse, the Sun and Moon are a new phase to the South Node, and Mercury is a new phase to that, to the eclipse as well, too. So this is the potential to revisit something from the past and to see it in some kind of new way, to reconcile with it in some kind of new way, to make some kind of new decisions around how you are going to play it, you know, new decisions that are going to shift how you are acting and responding to whatever it is that is going on for you personally. So I think that this is quite positive in terms of adding in a grand trine in water with Venus and Mars and that South Node in, I meant to say Saturn in Pisces retrograde. And, you know, the angle between Mercury and Saturn is in this angle that might, you know, your perception might be, you know, why aren't they recognizing me? Why aren't they appreciating me? Why aren't they, you know, matching what I need for them to match, you know, all of that kind of reconciliation with yourself of saying, wow, well, I keep trying to extract this from a place that I'm not able to extract. and that Saturn in Pisces in retrograde, as I've said many times over the shows, especially when it's Pisces, any retrograde is going to pinpoint, it's going to target, it's going to be selective viewing when it's with Pisces to help you to clue in or to see what you might not have seen before. And of course, the Pisces influence is relinquish, surrender, transcend, And so that Mercury to that Saturn might be, for my client that I have worked with, it's like, you're never going to get the goods out of this. You're never going to be honored or recognized or, your boundaries are going to be never honored in this situation. This Mercury angle to the Saturn might be that time when you go, I have to recognize that I keep trying to get a different answer out of the same program. What's the, the expression there of the definition for insanity, right? Exactly. That angle makes you recognize that you're not getting the goods over there. So it means that I have to shift over here. And that's the beauty of this.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not about trying harder. It's not about trying harder. This was also my message to Pisces this week. It's like, you don't need to try harder. You just need to breathe is what it said. Let go and stay open to things being easier. Because when we're trying harder and we're just that Virgo energy within our, just if I just do this or if I just do that, nobody wants to have to try to get someone's love or approval. You just want to be able to be loved for who you are, to be open. And when you're open, you're free within yourself. That's when you're free within yourself, that's when the magic happens. That's when the energy, that's when your energy becomes more attractive. When you're just free flowing and you're aligning with the cosmos and the universe, and that when we're free, then we're able to tap into the energies that are eternally available to us. And so, yes, it's like, how long am I willing to accept something that isn't enough? And some people are just never going to get there. As much as we want them to get there, in this case you're just sharing about, some people are just not anywhere near the same stage of evolution, perhaps. So, of course, that's going to be a great divide. But these eclipses really do help us bridge the gap. They help us make who we are and what we need in our journey the most important thing. Because we all have come here to evolve, and we all want to feel good about the choices that we make that lead us forward, even when they hurt, even when they're hard, even if they take time. That's the step at the end of the day that we're going to be really proud of, knowing that we've come through these rapids and we've survived them. Not only survived them, we've become stronger for them.
Oh, absolutely. And the North Node's in Aries, and that's the me point. Yeah. It's about me. And Libra is an archetype of reception or receiving, right? And when we're projecting out, we want the other person to receive us. But how about you concentrate on receiving yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
We have to go to a break.
Another break.
Another break. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of evolutionary astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolution astrologers such as Kristen Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green's School of Evolutionary Astrology, or it will assist you in answering and your clients answering big questions. Why am I here? Thanks for listening. God bless.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right, we are back. So for the new moon eclipse in Libra, or the solar eclipse in Libra, or for all of you Librans, or for those of you who have planets in Libra or planets in the seventh house, or those of you who are just feeling this eclipse coming within your relationships, there's this quote, I was leaving a quote for all of the signs this week. I like to do that and embed them in the forecast, but I love this one. I have never heard this one in my life. And this woman, Rupi Kaur, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, says, "You must want to spend the rest of your life with yourself first."
Oh, I love that.
And so, yeah, but just what you said, Rose, about, you know, tuning into your own signal and giving yourself what you need first. And you really want to, well, fall in love with yourself first, or just know what you're worth, know what the value of who you are and what you bring. But giving to yourself first, it's really an important part of this balancing act. It's just got to happen.
If you can't live with yourself, how can you expect anybody else to?
Yeah, I giggled on that one.
Yeah. So let's move on then, I guess. Coming up in the first bit of October here, on October 9, we have Jupiter starting a retrograde cycle, and that will go to February 4. It is in the sign of Gemini. And on October 11, Pluto, which is traveling retrograde since the 1st of September, will end the retrograde in Capricorn and continue in Capricorn until November 19. So that's in close proximity, those two switches. What do you feel about that, Kristen?
It's 21 degrees Gemini, Jupiter stations retrograde. What day is that?
On the 9th of October.
October 9th. It's yes. Interesting because on the 9th of October, we're still, because Mars is moving slower. So as of the 5th of October, you mentioned Mars takes about 6 weeks to go through a sign. It's going to be more like this pre-shadow to the retrograde and post-shadow. It's like a seven-month thing that's happening, even though it's moving between two signs. And so what's nice about it is that Mars will be trining Venus, right, still on the 9th of October. And on the date that Jupiter, let's see here, it's actually within 1 degree, a perfect trine to Venus on the 9th of October. So if you think about it, with Jupiter being the planet of what's true for us, for living authentically, honestly, being able to express what you need, and our relationship planet still in water, of course, and forming this beautiful trine days after the solar eclipse, I just feel that it allows for us to go deeper within our journeys and for us to take the time that we need to make sure that we are on track. I mean, in our relationships or whatever else it might be, this is also, of course, has to do with your purpose and the path that you're on and why you're here and what it is that, that you, what's your message? What's your mantra? What is it that holds the greatest value and meaning to you at this time in your life? And so I think with the pronounced Jupiter station on the ninth, to have Mars and Venus so powerfully in this trine, your emotional body is going to be saying everything you need it to direct you in these waters. And I always use this analogy too. I mean, we don't run next to the river when we're trying to get somewhere. You know, the fastest way to get where we want to go is to get in, to get wet, to immerse ourselves, to get into the emotion. We'll never get there half as fast trying to run next to it or you just looking at it or observing it. We really do need to get all the way inside our journey.
And Jupiter in retrograde and Saturn in retrograde, you know, they're a planetary pair. I talked about them in our last radio shows as well, too. And they are working through a dynamic right through until the middle of June next year. They're going to align three times. That was August, December, and June when they will align. So now we have both Jupiter and Saturn in retrograde. And Jupiter in retrograde is, again, you know, the information that we've gathered into date now. With Jupiter in retrograde, it's now to sort out all of that. You know, do I really, is that information really the truth of the matter? Is it enough for me or do I have to do more research here in order to figure things out, right? You know, and this is really interesting, this dynamic happening while Pluto is finishing up in Capricorn as well, too. And, you know, Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, if there's any residue of anything that it hasn't been addressed, Pluto is dialing that up. And we've seen that out there in the world with, you know, with all kinds of things taking place. You know, just on the news that P. Diddy, maybe you've heard of that, him being charged with you know, with sex trafficking and so on. And I actually can't remember right now, but there was someone else who was charged as well, too, just as soon as Pluto turned retrograde. Forgotten who, a big name right now. I can't remember the story because there's so much going on right now. But, you know, we have so much that is, I think it's just a saturation point here of taking a look at all of that. When Jupiter turns retrograde in Gemini, I've said this in other talks as well, too, you know, it's more selective here. So it's not random. It's specific in terms of targeting information that is going to be useful to you individually and to us in terms of how we're setting things up. So watch that, how this transit shifts for you in terms of uncovering of information that your soul has deemed for you at this particular time on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah, you're going to not be allowing stuff in that doesn't apply. Or let's just say, like, you know, someone's got three or four suitors or people, someone who they could be going out on dates with, right? And they're just not even going to even look to the ones that resemble anything like who they've been with under a Jupiter retrograde, right? Under this example with Mars and Venus trining, I have this client, I'm giving you this example because Jupiter's sitting right on her Venus right now, and she went through a major heartbreak a year ago, and this guy's now, this guy that broke her heart is kind of back in the scene, and so are a few or three or four others, by the way. Jupiter's on her Venus, right? She's looking very attractive right now. And so they actually went out and had, like, a tennis date or something, and because, you know, when we, sometimes we just can't put those heartbreaks to rest. We just want to re-explore them. And maybe we want to be in charge of when it ends. I don't know exactly, but it's like, you know, we felt something and he's back and maybe he is the one. And so I really worked with her on this and said, I want you just to remember the conversations we've had and the heartache that this one has caused. And I could see the writing on the wall. I mean, it was a test. And so, of course, you know, she's working through it, working through it, and he finally, she's not hearing from him, right? He's ghosting her all over again. And as soon as we work on this, and she's like, yeah, I'm so done. Literally an hour after that, he texts her. So The thing is this, that it's so classic, you don't even need the astrology. As soon as you unplug from somebody, they feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's this karmic thing. So you want to be stronger than the test, right? You want to be clear, and you want to say, no, I don't want to suffer like that again. There's no way that this guy is going to change that quickly. So just, you know, be true to what you need and be true to what your value is, and you know, let your soul tell you which way to go under these trends.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that Jupiter retrograde won't even, you might not even see some of the options that your soul will already have discounted it before it even shows up.
It doesn't even look interesting.
Doesn't even look interesting, no. All righty. Well, I think we are going to another break, so we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding jeans that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Jeans has done extensive research, and they have jeans that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
Take one step towards spirit. Spirit will take 1,000 steps toward you. Come explore the world of evolutionary astrology with Rose Marcus. Rose Marcus is well known for her heartfelt passion, sensitive counseling skills, and dedication to helping others. You can now study evolutionary astrology from the comfort of your own home through live teleconference classes with Rose. To register for the next Evolutionary Astrology School, to read your in-depth monthly horoscope, or to book a private astrology with Rose Marcus, please visit her website, www.rosemarcus.com.
Oh man, it never fails. My suitcase just got ripped apart.
Life is a journey. Make it a pleasant one. Use Samsonite. You know the name. For almost a century, Samsonite Luggage has proved itself to be the worldwide leader in innovative travel solutions. Let it be yours. Visit HealthyLife.net's affiliate Samsonite on our homepage and click to look at the fine luggage from suitcases to golf travel bags. And don't forget, take a look at their travel accessories. Make life a journey, a pleasant one, with Samsonite.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Okay, we are back and discussing another lunar event, the full moon in October. So this is on, is it the 17th, Rose?
Yes, it's on the 17th of October, and it is a super full moon.
All right, so full moon in the sign of Aries. And there are some other, before we get directly into that, I want to remind people that because Mars is moving a little slower, you really have almost, well, easily up until this full moon, you have Mars and Venus still working in a trine within an orb of influence, we call it. So with Mars being the ruler of the full moon and Venus being the ruler of the sun, and they're in opposition, but Mars and Venus are still within an orb of influence of a trine. I feel like that is definitely a supportive aspect that we are working within. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Venus will oppose Uranus just before that on the 14th. Oh, yeah, it's interesting. On the 13th, Mercury moves into Scorpio. On the 14th, Venus opposes Uranus. On the 15th, Venus trines Neptune. And then we have the super full moon on the 17th. So Venus is on this move along. And on the 17th, Venus, for the full moon, is at 29 degrees Scorpio, and then it moves into Sag. So we've got a lot of development with that Venus transit. It's very potent, it's very rich, and it's on this move along. So I think that this eclipse could really, you know, kind of solve the mystery, maybe, you know, take you someplace. I meant to say full moon. So the full moon is 24 degrees of Aries, which means that the sun is 24 degrees of Libra. And the sun is forming a yod formation to planet Neptune and Uranus, which makes the synthesis point that moon in Aries. And so the moon in Aries is quite dynamic for the full moon. It's in a square pattern to planet Mars, but this has a sense of accelerating or quickening decisive action. You know, I think that this is really what we've been talking about all month, of putting yourself first and really getting in touch with what you need, reconciling with yourself. This really seems to me like a very, very potent full moon for getting yourself up and rolling in some kind of new direction.
Yeah, and you know what I always need when I'm looking at a big lunar day or energy, because I want to know how the energy is traveling, and not to skip too far ahead, but you know, when I look at Venus trine Neptune, it can be a subtle feeling. It can be a dream you have. There can just be an elevation of emotion too, even if it's maybe a breakthrough of emotion. Right after the full moon, we tend to feel a release of energy. But I love that Mars is moving into a trine to that Neptune too later in the month. So I want to tell you this, is that if in around the full moon you're feeling overwhelmed with emotion, you're not sure if something's ever going to work out with someone or something, Mars comes just motoring through to kind of pick up the slack. And that's a miracle-making energy. Mars in Cancer trining Neptune, to me, is just like harnessing that energy that you need, with whether it's your own desire or drive or just this energy within you that just allows something to change because of your efforts, because of recruiting the gods, who knows what's the reason for it. But and at the same time, Mars will come through and form a sextile to Uranus on the way there. And that becomes like a gear-changing energy. We know that when we're changing gears, when we're, you know, in a vehicle and changing gears, what that feels like, that momentum. So even if this full moon is just all over the place for you, or your relationships are, who knows, up in the air, or something in your life is uncertain, and that can happen when we're in Libra season, just know that Mars is on the way to save the day.
Well, and I really think that we'll see this super full moon energizing at the beginning of the week with the Venus-Uranus opposition, which could bring some kind of insight or new opportunity, followed by the Venus in trining Neptune, which is all about potential and the flow. And also on the super full moon, Mercury is on its way to trining Saturn, Mercury in the sign of Scorpio. So I think that this has a great opportunity to see reality for what it is and to make good use of it. You know, that moon in Aries will be, it's in dynamic tension to the Mars and to Pluto. So this is really compelling, and it is a driving force to take you someplace that seems sort of well destined, I think.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, but I'd like to.
Yeah, speaking of well destined, I wanted to highlight October 22nd because Mercury is really in that strong trine to Saturn. It's exact on that day and forming a grand trine even with the moon in Cancer on that day. But Venus is in Sagittarius in beautiful alignment to the nodal axis. Venus rules the south node in Libra, trining the north node in Aries. The 22nd is an auspicious day. It's a Tuesday of all days, but just wanted to flag that one.
Yeah. And then when we get to the very end of the month, which we might be back by that point in time, but Mercury does the same thing that Venus did on the 14th, 15th. It first opposes Uranus, and then it trines Neptune. And so that is, Uranus is some kind of enlightenment, some kind of awakening, some kind of breakthrough, some kind of opportunity. And then the Neptune piece of that, animates the potential. So just over the hump of whatever the stressor is, whatever the intensity is, whatever the aha moment is, things can go into a really nice flow, which is lovely. It's very lovely. I do want to bring up one thing in looking ahead here. Juno, the contract asteroid, on the super full moon is conjunct the sun. And when I looked at this, because of the way things are moving with Mars, moving slow, as you mentioned, throughout the month, Juno and Mars are going to stay in this dynamic aspect from about the middle of October, almost through the end of November. So, again, the contract asteroid deals with all contracts, but I always look at that as karmic contracts, especially the ones you've made with yourself, right? So you may be working through an actual contract of some kind in contract negotiations. It might take that month or so, about 6 weeks of that transit still being there, moving through. Or if you do have a challenge or a fight to face, then that's going to be step by step by step along the way, how that's unfolding for you over this next month. And of course, we're moving to, this is the pre-election in the States. And Mars and Pluto will form an opposition on the 2nd of November. So Mars in its position this month, from about middle of October forward, is on a big push, right? There's a pressure point here that's going to continue right through this next month or so.
Yeah, it is going to be, a really powerful time in the next 2 months for us all, just being on the planet, the collective, what we are all experiencing together. So just know that there is a lot of Neptunian energy to help us experience more grace, more lift, more light, more love. I mean, there's energy there that is accessible if we choose to access it, if we choose to open our hearts to it. I always want to see that silver lining, and it does appear to always be there, available to us. So make use of that, and we'll be back around the 25th, I believe, Rose, so we'll have a lot to share to talk about the end of October and early into November, and to lead us into that big, big month here coming up. So thank you so much again, for my friend, for joining me on this journey. We hope this has offered you a flashlight on the path and a little bit of illumination and what your role is at this time to help maximize your movement on the evolutionary journey of your soul.
Yes, and join us at the conference.
Oh, yes, and we will leave a link below for the conference. Okay, hope to see you all there.
Bye.
Namaste.